We have item number four before us. Are there any discussion on item number four? Is it amended? I don't have an amendment.
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, yes, I do. I do have an amendment. Supervisor Lipson, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Distributed for you is amendment number one I'm offering on this item. By way of explanation, the Personnel Committee last Friday had two items. On this topic, we had two competing resolutions. We effectively had the county exec's proposal, and we had a resolution from the employee benefits work group. They were similar, but we adopted as a substitute the resolution from the employee benefits work group. But that resolution did not include the cap on sick leave carryover. The amendment before you, just to help you understand what you're reading with the different crossouts, the double underlined bold is language that's being inserted by this amendment. The other underlines and crossouts are the changes that are already in the substitute amendment. So those are not changes of this amendment. The only changes here are inserting the cap, the 240 hours or 6 weeks of sick leave accrual, and the change to the way that the calculation is made, basically that taking multiple years rather than the final rate of pay. Are there any questions? I'd be happy to address
them. I want to tell you guys to make sure that you pay very close attention to this, as it can bring some repercussions. Supervisor Smith, you're up.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Yes, this is a very complicated situation. Came upon the situation we all know about. We need to take some action on this, and we have. The report from the county executive and the report from the work group was very similar, as I mentioned. It's vacation, compensation, time. So all those were talked about in great depth. You have it in front of you. It's not an easy issue to understand, but it's a very important one. I did talk to the supervisor making the amendment. I looked at it again later in the afternoon after we talked, and I met with Mr. Session. And the major difference in the two reports, and by the way, Attorney Grady basically drafted this for both. So he was very familiar, and I thought he did a very good job explaining. Mr. Session and Mr. Katie are very familiar, so if we still have some questions, I wouldn't mind having them come up to try to clarify a little bit, Supervisor, possibly too, if that's okay with you. But here's the point.
Are you making that request?
Yeah, I did make the motion in personnel, and see if we need it, Mr. Chairman, okay? Mm-hmm. I did make the motion in personnel then to substitute the work group for the county executive. We appreciate all that's been done in this area. It was necessary because absolutely necessary. The only question and where the work group diverges a little bit from the county executive report is this idea of capping the sick leave. And I had brought up the point in the previous meeting about doing something with short-term disability. This is a question the work group wanted to spend more time on. Now, I understand what Supervisor Lipscomb is doing, and I don't know if any of we have a problem with it, but here's the caution, and I'm afraid why I won't support the amendment, okay? And that is because this does cap the sick leave at 240 hours. It was brought up by Ms. Owl, who was in the audience, I think, that on this situation, there are many situations, or there are situations. I've been through a couple of major surgeries. I was lucky enough to be back in 3 weeks because I didn't have any complications, very blessed that way. But there are other people who have not been blessed in the same kind of way and taken longer to recover. We have maternity leaves. We have complications sometimes there. We have major illnesses and surgery. And it's very easy to go over that cap time, sick time. And if you do that, then the employee is forced to take vacation time. Or as we've seen, and I have, maybe we've all done this, I've certainly done it too, there are a couple instances in John Barrett's office, county clerk, clerk of courts, I should say, where people chipped in to help on and pay for this employees didn't have to use all their vacation time or they ran out of vacation time and needed some support. So other Wisconsin governments actually, you know, I think we're liberal in everything. Actually, most Wisconsin governments allow much more time to be accrued. For example, Washington County is 720 hours, City of Milwaukee has 960 hours, Waukesha 960, etc. Now, I'm not proposing we go to 960. Don't get me wrong on that. Okay, I don't know if that's the answer. But the point is, again, the work group wanted to make sure that this is the right way to go and work something out with short-term disability, too. They have to come back with this report. We accepted their general report. This is the amendment we're talking about. But I think we should go along with the whole report, not make a definitive statement today that we're definitely capping at 240. Now, that's maybe where we'll be, okay? But if we do that today, which wouldn't be the end of the world, okay, but if we did that today and then the work group comes back and say, you know what, we need a little bit more, okay, maybe we need 540, or maybe we need 240 with some short-term disability as part of that. And who would pay for that is a question, too, that has to be worked out. Would the employer, Milwaukee County, pay? Would the employee, maybe a half and half kind of thing as far as short-term disability, put that on there? So, you know, these are very important questions. This work group has been set up to do things like this, and if they'd come back with something different, then we'd have to redo it again, which, you know, would be fine, I suppose. But what I'm saying, maybe we could make it clean today and just say we're going to go along with the work group as we basically did in the committee and as this resolution shows, and that when they come back, then we can make the decision, and they have to make a decision by September. So I know one of the concerns is we will make sure we have our open enrollment for our new benefits. Excuse me, and new benefits, and every year we have the open enrollment, that this would have to be done for that then. We'd get that report in September. Maybe we wouldn't change it, and maybe we would, but I think we should be open to make sure the experts who have spent a lot of time on this and need to make some comparisons, and, you know, let's make sure we do it right. I guess we're always, always concerned to make sure we do it, and I would suggest then that we stay with the entire work group and not vote for the amendment. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor DeBruin?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question on the original resolution and also on the amendment for staff, if
Go
possible.
Ahead.
It's a fiscal question.
Go ahead, Supervisor.
The substitute resolution has a savings of $10,000, and it just seems pretty low for all the changes they're talking about, so I wanted to understand a little bit about how that ended up netting the $10,000. And then also on the amendment, I don't have, and maybe Personnel Committee got it, but I don't have any fiscal note attached to, for the impact of the of the amendment, and I would think that there might be a significant impact. So I'm hoping that staff can give some more fiscal data on both of those. Thank you.
Mr. Rick, could you come up? You very seldom get a chance to be up front. I want you to do a good job today.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I couldn't find the fiscal note that Mr. Romanski prepared for the original resolution. He did indicate that there could be a cost of as much as $25,000 for 2011, and I believe he said $50,000 for 2012, and that was on the county executive's recommendations. The employee benefits work group's recommendations were $10,000, I believe, for 2012, and nothing for 2011. I'm not sure exactly what the impact of the amendment would be on the capping of at 240, if you can find the fiscal note. I think there might be some detail in there, but the difference wouldn't be great is the short answer. There might be some detail in how that 240 would be allocated in 2011. Well, I'm sorry, for 2011, there wouldn't be any impact because this doesn't take effect until 2012.
Okay, stay up there. They may get you this time. Be ready. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the answers. The problem is that this could be a significant change, and we don't have anything, at least I don't have anything in writing that says what the cost of these are or the savings of these. So I'm not comfortable until I get that, especially on the amendment since that's brand new. But is there a chance that the write-up on the resolution that's actually the one, the main resolution before us, if that was already printed, somebody could get it and distribute it so we know, or it's a negative 10,000, correct? It says 10,000.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, it would be a $10,000 cost in 2012.
Cost to the county or savings to the county?
I believe it's a cost.
Okay. So we're changing all these ordinances, and it's going to cost Milwaukee County additional funds?
I believe so. I believe there was a fiscal note for the substitute resolution in the packet. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to locate it. I'll look for it, Mr. Chairman. And
why don't we just lay this over temporarily?
That's what I was just going to do, Mr. Chairman.
To get his stuff together.
I'm going to move temporarily lay over, and I would request that when it comes back, if there could be an explanation as to why we're doing this with the costs associated, and then also if there is fiscal information on the amendment, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Can we come back to, was that item number 4? Is that it? We can come back to that. We'll move to item number 5 and try to correct that. Okay, moving to item number 5. On item number 5, are there any discussion on